I'd been racking my brains, adding to the sum total of general ignorance, when it began to rain. Sooner rather than later, one of those many flash floods occurred, grinding the midtown traffic to an irritable standstill. Unaccustomed to the pedestrian life, I found that my shoes were shipping water. Emergency retro retreads required. Second-hand stand-ins not to be sniffed at, though Oxfam Oxfords afford scant comfort and adequate souls are thin on the ground.
You can have it all, if you want to. Yeah, you can have it all.
Pushing past all distractions, pea green Tony Jacklin period golf kicks, polyester pleat fronts with salt and pepper flecks, jet pockets and cavalry steps, plus revolutionary shirt grip. Past crackling racks of pure nylon, front rails and fitness bits, overcut tweeds and fleeces, unread self-help books and pristine exercise equipment, beyond the pale brown Blarney Junction style furniture and Fair Deal cocoa, to the footwear section.
You can have it all, if you want to. Yeah, you can have it all. You can have it all. Yeah, you can have it all, if you want to.
In a narrow seven, pedestrian heaven for 9 and 11, all mine for $2.99. Hikers, trainers, shit kickers and Corfan steps, relax fit shovel-toe moochers and run-down Cubans, creepers, sneakers, slippers and flip-flops, high-top kids with insoles cut from a cornflake box. Two Patrick Cox knockoffs and this fine Northampton wingtip. These used shoes that hold forensic clues in their alien creases, dead men's shoes ranged along the back wall like a phantom ID line.